This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Here's a pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
That is the voice of the legendary Toronto Blue Jays radio announcer Tom Cheek, who did the first game ever in Blue Jays history in 77 and worked there for 27 years until he retired in 2004. And that's one of the great calls in baseball history. I've had some great announcers tell me on the PBP, Voices of Baseball podcast, that that's one of their favorite calls of all time. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. And you could argue no one's ever hit a bigger home run in the history of baseball. Joe Carter's home run to end the World Series.
Not Bill Mazeroski?
It's that one and Mazeroski's are the two walk-off homers to win a World Series ever. But Carter's was when they were trailing. So Carter's home run is the only one ever to give a team that was trailing a World Series with a walk-off home run. Just amazing. So, I don't know, I found myself thinking about Toronto baseball and the Cubs in Toronto. This is going to be a very high-energy series starting tonight on the Score with a truly really, really good Blue Jays team that we've been trying to figure out how they're so good, and we can talk about that.
You've been trying to kill them for about 6 weeks now.
I know, man, because I didn't think it was going to last, and it has, and we can certainly talk about that. But we just talked to Nico Horner, what, an hour and a half ago, and he was at the Sky Dome talking about the new stuff that's there, some of the improvements and everything like that. But you're going. You're going to be at that place, at that ball game on Thursday. I've never been to a ball game there. I am envious.
I have been to a football game there, but not a baseball game, because the Bears played the Bills there.
Oh, that's right.
So I remember when it happened. I flew into Buffalo because I had never been to Buffalo.
Were they building their new place? And they did.
That's when they were doing the thing of like, it was like two or three games in Toronto
year. It's like when the Packers used to play in Milwaukee once in a while.
So I've had the chance to watch football, NFL football in Toronto. I've never watched Major League Baseball. So it worked out like with our schedule. I'm basically just going to take a day trip.
Dude.
It's a 90-minute flight.
Folks, when you grow up, you know, you got options. And one of your options that you should consider is to become Lawrence Holmes.
No, don't.
Oh, I would. I
literally told Layla not to do that last
week.
Did
you really? Well, I'm telling people that they should consider it. I mean, you are childless with opportunities to travel that you frequently take. And those of us who have families that we love and adore...
I have a family that I love. I just don't have children.
I mean, like, it's a different when you're responsible for other humans in that way. Nothing, you know what I mean? Anyway, I want to go to Toronto. A lot of people would love to do what you're doing. That's really cool.
Come through.
I can't, man. I'm busy. I got stuff.
Oh, all right.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I made a promise to myself, like, when I was like, okay, like, this Spiegel and Holmes thing, I think it's going to work out. And, like, you should start, like, living now. You should start enjoying some of this stuff that you like.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Yeah. And honestly, between, like, trying to figure some of this stuff out myself as I approached 50, seeing what our buddy Patrick Manley has been doing with his 50th year, mm-hmm. and talking to other people, like, there's definitely sports trips that I want to take, and I like taking sports trips.
Yeah, you do.
A lot. So... this seemed pretty easy. Like, this is a get on the plane in the morning, come back at night type thing with Toronto.
Yeah, when we talk on Thursday after the game, because it's
if we do.
Yeah, if we have a show on Thursday, you'll be there.
Yeah.
And you'll do a hit from the Sky Dome.
Yeah, I'm wondering even if we'll get on the air. But if we do, like, I'll be there. I'll be in Toronto.
It's awesome. And it's like, and here's the thing. The Blue Jays, for at least our youth... and for some of the listeners' youth, there was a while there where they were the model franchise. Like, they built it slow after expansion. It took a long time, but once they hit, man, they hit. When Bobby Cox and Pat Gillick were there, and they churned out Bell and Barfield and Mosby as that outfield, and then they traded, in one of my favorite trades ever, they traded for Joe Carter and Tony Fernandez.
And who was on the back end of that deal?
Fred McGriff and yes. Robbie Alomar.
Yeah, that's pretty good for everybody.
There are three Hall of Famers and Tony Fernandez in that trade. And he had an unbelievable career. So, like, that's a two for... that's one of my most legendary trades. Anyway, they built an amazing thing. And then Cito Gaston kept it going and everything like that. And then, you know, there's been a long time since then. But it's still the same ballpark. It's the same place with the Sky Dome. And it's... man, I envy getting a chance to see it. And this Cubs Blue Jays thing should be pretty dramatic.
The Cubs need it bad. Like, they need it bad. The Blue Jays are still 4.5 games up on Boston right now, so they don't need it. The Cubs need it. And you never know, but it just seems like the Brewers are not going to lose. It feels like that weight of, like, can you take a deep breath and just be like, whew. Man, they lost. Okay, we have an opportunity to not lose any more ground to them. We can just stop the bleeding for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And this is an interesting choice that the Cubs have made, too. Like, Ben Brown was scheduled to start, but Assad is healthy, and they're like, you know what? You're back, and you're starting this game. I imagine they're going to piggyback this with Ben Brown if there's a limit on Assad.
It's a very good guess. For those who have not heard, this news broke during our hit with Nico Horner from Toronto, and he handled that bit of radio production like a pro, of course. Javier Assad activated. Miguel Amaya activated. Cubs are keeping three catchers. As Reese McGuire has been very good offensively and defensively.
And John Birdie DFA.
Yeah, John Birdie designated for assignment. So who is the speed off the bench now? I mean, Birdie the other night pinch ran and got thrown out on his loans on his stolen base attempt on pitch number one. So,
well, you're not gonna use Castro for that, right? Because he's your Swiss Army knife, and yeah. You might need him to be a defensive replacement in some situations.
I mean, there'll be somebody. You know, I hope it's not Shaw. I hope Matt Shaw plays every night.
He's in the lineup today.
In the lineup tonight, hitting ninth still. I wish he would be moved up, but what are you gonna do? But Assad. Right to the starting rotation and Ben Brown of the bullpen, and could very well be a piggyback like you're talking. We'll see what the limitations are for Javier Assad.
Have you ever been to Toronto?
I have not been to Toronto. No.
It's an interesting place, especially for a Chicagoan. Because you're like, oh, this feels very familiar.
It feels Chicago-ish?
It's Diet Chicago. Like, it's a beautiful city.
And this place is called Portillo's.
Right.
Like, it's not quite there.
Exactly. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, you're there, and, like, the way that even the city sits on Lake Ontario is the way, like, if you just invert it, is the way that Chicago sits on Lake Michigan. Like, it's a really weird, like, I remember driving there and being on Lakeshore Drive in Toronto and being like, what's happening right now?
Really?
What's going on?
That's funny.
And obviously, because usually you get tax credits when you do movies and TV shows in Canada, Toronto is usually Chicago. Like, that's usually where stuff is filmed for it to be Chicago, is there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird world now. I know you've got some Hollywood friends. You were on the phone with one of them just last night.
I was.
But like, filming things and where those tax credits are, like, the business. I got friends who work in movies
now
and TV.
Now they're going to Europe. Like, it's easier for people to make stuff in Europe than it is in the United States.
And they're flying all over the country, flying everywhere to go do stuff. I was reading about...
I'm going to Tim Hortons.
Yeah, you should.
Timbits, baby. Get yourself a box of Timbits.
Can you bring me some back, please? I'll pay the tax.
He probably could, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, never mind. I'm going to be gone for... Like,
oh, that's right, Jerry.
Forget about that.
Yeah, you're going to be gone. Bring you a box of Timbits, and you're not even here.
Timbits, is that their version of the Munchkin,
yes,
essentially?
It is.
Timbits.
It's great. Yeah. I love Tim Hortons.
I don't know if I want bits of anybody named Tim.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Glazed or not. In fact, especially not glazed, to be honest.
So can I share with you?
I share a moment with you? Please do.
So this moment happens at Summer League. Okay. So I'm watching the Bulls. And that was another like trip. I was like, I've never been to Summer League. I want to go. I'm sitting there watching the Bulls next to Chuck. And Chuck is... I call him legend all the time. He hates when I do that, but it's the truth. And in Canada...
And Chuck Swirsky, by the way, former Toronto Raptors announcer.
If you watch the Vince Carter documentary, Chuck Swirsky is all over that. And to a lot of players that are the Canadian players, when they see Chuck at Bulls games, they get hyped because that's their childhood of them hearing games and him calling those games. So I'm sitting there watching the Bulls play with Chuck, and we're talking, and there's a couple other trips that I'm thinking about making before football season like really gets underway. Like, I kind of want to go to Banff National Park outside of Calgary.
Looks absolutely stunning.
So we were talking about that, and we were talking about Toronto, and obviously you know how I feel about Montreal, and we're having this conversation.
Your future home, your end game home.
Yeah.
I know.
So we're having this conversation, and Mark Eversley is sitting right in front of us.
Another Toronto veteran.
And he's like, you really like Canada. I'm like, yeah, a lot. He's like, stop talking about Canada. I'm like, no, I will not stop talking about Canada because I enjoy myself whenever I go there. And then he was like, you should go to Banff. And I was like, I know.
So there you go.
So it's on the list of things that I want to do. But it was just so funny to be there with the Toronto legend. And I put the T back in there. You're not really supposed to do that. They say Toronto. Like the T, Toronto. That second T doesn't exist.
A lot of people on the text lines echoing your Toronto is Diet Chicago thing. And it's funny. I never heard it that way. But obviously from like a sketch comedy perspective, these are the two OGs, Chicago and Toronto.
All those people, and the back and forth, like all of
big
this.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Second City, you know.
And the SCTV people.
Yeah, the Outpost in Toronto, and Lorne Michaels is Toronto, and then all the people have gone back and forth, so makes all the sense of the world. By the way, reading about the Blue Jays today, trying to figure out, okay, so why are the Blue Jays good again? Because remember, I've been quizzical about this the whole time.
You mean like drafting everyone's kid? That part?
Thomas Harrigan nails it on MLB.com, and I appreciate it. It's because they were sellers at the deadline last year, but none of those people they acquired are part of them being good. They didn't have a great offseason. I mean, they got Anthony Santander, but he's not having a great year. And Jeff Hoffman, it's not because of the offseason either. It's that the same batch of guys they had are playing a lot better. That's what happened. Like, Bo Bichette has had an explosion back to what his prime was. Alejandro Kirk has had a much better year. George Springer's season is like out of nowhere.
He's been so good for them.
And his OPS 2 years ago was 648. And it was like, oh, George Springer on the decline, on the decline. And then all of a sudden this year, it's been freaking remarkable. And I was looking at this. They have the largest increase in weighted on base percentage of any team in baseball. So it is the largest offensive improvement by that very important metric of any team in baseball is the Blue Jays. The Tigers are there. The A's are there. The White Sox are there. And the Cubs are fifth. Those are the five teams who have improved the most offensively. And the Blue Jays haven't really done it with a lot of new acquisitions.
Speaks, let me ask you a question. Because as of now, the Blue Jays lineup is not set. And yeah. We're, 75 minutes from? Well, I can't do math. But something like that. 105 minutes from the game starting. Do you think this is, hey, we weren't ready for Assad. We might have to change our configuration of the lineup a little bit?
I think that's entirely possible because Assad is a guy who throws a number of different pitches and is comfortable, using a much deeper array of stuff. And if they had scouted Ben Brown specifically and were looking for his fastball and knuckle curve principally, I could see them needing to adjust that, or at least being granted some additional time to adjust to that, since this was a late change announced about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, you probably had your nine ready to go, and you're like, I don't know if we change much, but we need to figure out how many of our guys have at-bats against him, what does he feature, how do we think Craig might manage this game with Ben Brown? Like, do we keep the guys who we think match up well with him in the lineup because we might see him in this game? Like, it's some interesting, I don't know if it's intentional gamesmanship on the part of the Cubs, but I imagine it would have to be, because you're not just talking about going to any American city. Like, if you got to do some stuff to get guys across the border. So, he was clearly part of your traveling. Like, I don't think that they called Javier today and was like, hey, man, get your ass to Toronto. Like, I think they probably had him with them. And so maybe it is actual gamesmanship by the Cubs.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Because Assad has not thrown that much. He's thrown 11 total innings in the last month. Allowed 9 hits, 3 walks, 2 runs, struck out 12. He's maxed out at 63 pitches in his 3 rehab outings. So it's not like he's going to go too far. I think you're probably right that it will be a piggyback. But it depends. It depends on what their lineup is going to be, because, Council's got 3 lefties now. He could go to Drew Pomeranz for a couple of innings. Like, if they load up on lefties for Assad, or if they load up on certain kind of bats for Assad, he could go a different route. It should be a fun series. I've been taking cues from some Cub fans that are feeling more positivity than me since the deadline, frankly. And I took some cues from Nico Horner today. Like, Nico Horner is a very stable, solid dude, and he's doing what they have to do. And he voices it to everybody else. It's like, hey, man, there's lots of good teams that are struggling right now. And there could very well be a World Series team that comes out of a big batch of struggling teams right now. Could be the Mets, could be the Dodgers who struggled for a while there, could be the Cubs.
I still, maybe tomorrow we'll broach this topic. It's weird, though, because I still think that the Cubs are a worthy World Series choice. Like, I don't think they've fans should abandon hope for that. The division's a whole different story.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But remember what happens. It gets crazy. There's variance. There's all sorts of stuff. And if you do have 2 really good starters, you can find yourself in the World Series.
The Tigers started out 59-34. They're 10-17 since. Mm-hmm. That's a 27-game sample. But you're going to look at them and you're going to be like, man, give me Scooble.
Enjoy Scooble twice.
Yeah, enjoy Scooble twice in a 5-game series. Good luck, everybody.
Enjoy all of that. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, Let's talk about the Bears. And we may have – there's something to keep an eye on for you, the Bears observer, about who speaks and when and how. We'll explain next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going home.
It is on like Radon Chong.
With a fleet of super bats and status Radon Chong.
Afternoons on The Score.
Like I said, we're not in a rush here to make this decision. We're going to go as long as we need to go to feel like we're making the best possible decision for our best five to be out there. But there's a lot of weight that goes into this practice. There's a lot of weight that goes into Sunday's game. There's a lot of weight that goes into Buffalo next week. But I don't want any of those guys looking ahead right now. It's the only thing that's important is the here and now.
It's Ben Johnson talking about position battles and left tackle and all the guys that are out here trying to do stuff. And it's funny because we were listening to Declan Doyle yesterday, Speaks.
Yeah, we were.
Trying to get a handle on this because my feeling is they would love it if Ozzie Trapillo wins that job. I don't think that they would be brokenhearted if Braxton Jones won it. But I think that even the fact that they're allowing a guy who didn't play a lot of left tackle in college for good reasons, but a guy who didn't play a lot of left tackle in college to compete with the incumbent starter at the position is really interesting.
Yeah, it is. And as we were listening to Declan Doyle, like I commented on the soundbite, I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. And then blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, well, didn't he say one thing and then kind of catch himself? And Lawrence Holmes, you are correct. In listening back, you are correct. And I think it's an interesting thing about Declan Doyle is that as the young offensive coordinator who is learning to speak a lot publicly and wants to have some authority and does have a little, but doesn't want to step on Ben Johnson's toes at all, Declan might be a guy who we hear tell you some truths every once in a while. This was him talking about the left tackle battle and those two guys yesterday.
I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle.
All right, so...
Hold on, because Baby T himself is struggling with this. So, Baby T, when you went back over this, mm-hmm. were you struck by the dichotomy, like there being a difference here?
Yeah, so when you pointed that first one, I was like, okay, yeah. And then listening back on the back half of this one, I was like, he just did it again at the very end.
Hold on a second. You can only refer to yourself as Baby T.
I'm sorry. My mistake.
Yes.
I don't like this.
I do.
I don't.
I do. We're split.
Thank you.
We're split as a show.
No, you guys win. He now has to refer to himself as in third person all the time.
All right, so no, I just say like Baby T noticed this. All right, go ahead, set it up. So go ahead, Baby T.
So Baby T was listening. Baby T heard what Lawrence heard. Then as I listened back to the end, when Baby T listened to the end, Baby T heard he does it again.
Let's hear it, Baby T.
I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open.
Oh, man. See, that's totally him catching himself. Good catch by Baby T.
This is the second time.
The second time.
There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle.
So... I think you're right, Baby T, on both of them. I didn't even catch the second one, even when I went back and caught the first one. And in between the first one and the second one, he says, Ben said it today. Like, he's got to be careful that he doesn't tell you something that Ben didn't want said. So he's got to go back. And so maybe Declan Doyle's a guy who's going to tell us some truths. Maybe we can hear some truths.
I think that... Going forward, you won't hear any truths that they don't want out there from Declan Doyle.
But he might tell us some accidental truths.
I think that if this trend continues, I think there will be people that are like, hey, Declan, remember how we were saying don't say... But to be fair.
Is that what we do?
This coaching staff hasn't really been... duplicitous. It hasn't seemed that way.
Not at all.
It seemed like they've been pretty open.
And it's not like nefarious duplicity or nefarious hiding. It's just maybe you might catch him in being off message just a little bit. Because I think the message of it's still wide open is very much the message that they want to have out there. That's what I'm saying. It might not be that wide open anymore. One guy might be separating himself from the other guy, but they still want to say it's wide open.
Like, I add that to Case Keenum being like, yeah, I saw Ozzie Trapillo out there and I felt better. And I get it. Like, you're playing on the second and you're in the third team.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you name check that guy, that's significant to me.
Now, Alex, you noticed something. And believe me, Alex, if you noticed it, and Steve Stone noticed it. Okay,
that's my line.
You noticed something on Declan Doyle talking about Caleb, but for obvious reasons, I'd like Baby T to set it up. Baby T, if you could go ahead and set that up.
What do you keep knocking over there?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a board.
It's a panel.
It's a panel that's underneath. Yeah, I keep stepping on it.
I'm just making sure we're not breaking things. Because, you know, earlier when we walked in here, stuff was being dropped and broken and moved and all that stuff. Wait, did you break it?
No, I did not. I think we're good. Baby T, can you set this up? Go ahead, talk to us about it.
Yeah, so this is the original, the full answer from Declan Doyle. And then they ask him a follow-up after when he catches himself misstepping twice.
They're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle. I'm really excited to see Buffalo come in here and our guys get work against their edge players. You know, last week with Miami, they got some guys that are really impressive. And so all of that tape is really valuable.
How did you evaluate how Braxton and Ozzie did?
I would say that both of them, there's a lot of room for improvement in both cases. You know, I think that Dan addressed that with them in their meeting. Really, it's about, you know, who's willing to make improvement on, you know, that performance and keep accelerating to see who's going to be the guy, you know, there week one.
Someone in the mob said that Doyle should start going by Baby D.
And only refer to himself as that. Well,
he's 28, right?
Declan, if you could tell us what you think of the offensive growth so far of Caleb Williams. Well, Baby D's impressed. Baby D's thinking really good thoughts about Caleb. All right, but so with this as the backdrop, the Declan Doyle might tell us accidental truths. Alex, doesn't it speak to what you heard when he was talking about the quarterback?
So you hear him at the end there say, whoever is willing to accelerate and improve the most going towards the season. Maybe I'm reading too much into that, but when you have a 4-year incumbent starter coming off of an injury and you have a challenger who is moving positions, who is likely to accelerate more and improve more now between now and the start of the season?
Okay, so it's an interesting question, and I'm going to give you an unsatisfying answer, okay? On its face, you would say the guy moving positions is going to show you all sorts of growth between the beginning and the end of camp, right? But remember, this is also a new system. So they may have had thoughts on what Braxton Jones is as a left tackle, and it's possible that they're like, oh, man, I didn't think he would do this in our system. That being said, I think the thumb is on the scale for Ozzie Trapillo.
I know you do, and that makes sense. But I like that you answered it that way because Braxton could show them a lot. And Braxton could get stronger as camp goes along here, which is his big challenge. Here's Declan Doyle on expectations for Caleb Williams, especially this week as they start to scout specific opponents. And think about what the book excerpt from Seth Wickersham had talked about with Caleb not knowing how to watch film from last year. Have that in the back of your mind as you listen to Declan Doyle on this week.
The specific things, like, really we're getting into now where we're preparing for specific opponents. And so just like last week when Miami comes to town and you're starting to prepare for that type of defense, a lot of the improvements happen, you know, within the meeting room and things like that. His process of how am I going to study this team? How am I going about executing the game plan that we're going to put together for specific team? And so Buffalo, totally different style of defense coming in. And really, that's the biggest thing that we're looking for as a staff is just him continuing to develop and handle that classroom work.
So they're doing a lot of classroom work and a lot of making sure that Caleb knows what he's supposed to be doing and advising him on how to watch film, how to break stuff down. So it's good. It's the kind of stuff that he needed and the kind of stuff that should be going on.
And you have the added value of them bringing in Case Keenum so that now there's someone else in the room that Caleb can be like, hey, is this going to, like, do you get what they're doing here? Because I don't quite get it. He can ask him that, and he can spend time with him when he's not able to spend time with the coaches. This is why I've always wanted to have a veteran in that room anyway. And it's not to say that, like, Tyson Bagent is not going to help out. Tyson's going through the same thing. Like, he's got to learn this offense too. And it's okay for him to be like, yeah, I'm trying to learn this. I want to win. Like, I want to be the starting quarterback, whether it's here or someplace else. Mm-hmm. Case Keenum is not in that position in his career.
No. He's comfy doing what he's doing.
Yeah, his position is, I have a uniform, but I'm also kind of a quarterback's coach.
Educator, mentor, backup, check earner.
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
I'm sitting here in the room with you,
yep,
like I did with CJ Stroud. And I know that I'm not the starter. I'm not trying to be the starter. I'm trying to help you get to where you're supposed to be as a player.
In the pregame meeting, the pre-show meeting, Lawrence started talking about Caleb in a way that made me go, whoa, can we do this on the air? Can you just do this on the air?
So let's do this on the air.
Okay. We can have that conversation. And there's another portion of the Seth Wickersham book that actually speaks to the thing that Spiegs and I are going to talk about. We'll share it with you. So don't go anywhere. It's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, so we ended up, you know, we had five of those pass catchers. We had three receivers, a tight end, and a running back, and we ended up probably getting 70-plus, call it, plays on air there. And it was, we tried to make it as similar to what we would do in practice as possible. We're calling a play, or I'm giving him the play. He's calling it in the huddle. We're coming up. We got motions. We got his first down, second down, third down. We're changing everything up, and so you talk about timing and rhythm, anticipation, being on the same page in the passing game. That's where there is no substitute for real live bullets. I get that. But at the same time, when you can accumulate 70 plus reps in a day, that's pretty good. That goes a long way.
It's Ben Johnson talking about the importance of reps with Caleb Williams. And I think to a certain extent, there, that's fair that you want him to get as comfortable as possible with what's going on. Where I have a concern, Speaks, is that should turn into, considering that it happened the day before, you would think that it would turn into an excellent practice after you do that type of intense work with him on Sunday. You would think that then Monday's practice would be better. And from the reports of it, I wasn't there, but from the reports of it, it was not a great practice. And so you're sitting here trying to figure out, when we talked with Weederer on Friday, and he said, yeah, you know, there's like one, the good practice, there's a couple of fair practices, and the rest of them have been not great. the idea of when do you start to be concerned by that, I think is a legitimate question inside the space of the siloing of training camp, where you're only really worried about your team and you're kind of only seeing your team. Some of that stuff feels worse.
At a certain point, the volume of bad practices can start to have a cumulative effect. I'm not there yet.
No.
But it can be jarring. To your point, Sunday morning is like 87 plays that they run in the controlled space before the game. And then yesterday, Monday, there's a practice. Jason Leisure was on with us yesterday, and Jason Leisure kind of asked us, in the middle of our hit about how we were feeling about Caleb, because I think at the time we hadn't realized that Caleb had had a bad practice.
Really, how freaked out are you guys about Caleb right now?
I'm not at all, really.
Freaked out.
Not at all, okay.
Why good, should we be? Good. You saw something
no,
today?
No.
Well, the breaking today. News on the score is brought to you by Wildfire Restaurants. They celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
You can't
drop a bomb like that in the middle of the Bears hit.
I don't know where you think you are. You come in here, you spouting Marshawn Lynch, and then you're like asking us if we're freaked out. How freaked out are you, Leisure?
I'm not. I was just taking the temperature on it.
So, I mean, that's a great moment yesterday in Jason's hit, because he was kind of expecting us to be freaked out because we saw the Bears practice, and we were not, and then he said that he was not, but then as, like, another bad practice kind of sat with us for the whole day and into this morning, it kind of sits a little different for you.
It does. I still would say that all of the things have to still be taken into account. This guy was dropped into a horrible situation last year, one that he is not the type that he has not had to confront pretty much his entire football career. If we go back to the days of having a Mike McDaniel available to 14-year-old Caleb Williams, and all the success that he saw, and all of the things that he's done, last year must have felt awful for him.
But what does he do, seemingly, when coaches come to him, or even media comes to him and says, "You got this?" He's a guy who says, "Yeah, I got it."
I feel like he is someone who is very confident and maybe overconfident. And I'm trying not to mean that as a pejorative. I think that you kind of have to talk it into existence a little bit. Like, you have to be the guy. Like, you've been the guy, so most people are expecting you to be the guy when you walk in. And I feel like Caleb is really smart, but there have just been like little nuggets of stuff when I hear him talk about the game where I'm like, is he so confident that he hasn't submitted yet? Is he the guy that's like, I got it. I totally got it. And you know that he wants to get it, that it's not him shirking like responsibility or anything like that. But is it like, no, I got it. And then he's like, when he's in a private moment, like, I don't got it. I got to figure out how to get it.
I think it's a good read because he very much knows that he needs to portray that confidence. And he knows that he needs to, not really just from about media, but as a leader and as a quarterback. And that's why, Lawrence, this actually dovetails, what you're talking about, I think dovetails with what I had said last year when I realized he's got some fake it till you make it.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
We've all done 100%. It. We've all done it.
I tell students to do it. Like, dude, if someone offers you an opportunity and you're like, hey, do you know how to edit? I sure do.
I just gave someone this advice who took a job that's a little above her skill grade at this point, and I said, say yes and then figure it out. You are industrious. You are resourceful. Ask for help. So that's the key. What you're talking about is Caleb asking for help privately.
I wonder that. I also think that, look, I also think that there are tons of people that have been sharpening their knives waiting for Caleb Williams to fail. I am not one of those people, even though he was not my I shouldn't say not my choice. I didn't think the gap between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels was as big as people made it out to be. Watching both guys, talking to people around the league. Now you add this in. Another thing that's inside of the Seth Wickersham book, American Kings, Biography of a Quarterback, and John Greenberg had this in The Athletic, was Sean Payton having some questions about Caleb Williams.
Sean Payton wondered two things about Payton. One, as he was scouting Caleb Williams, he wasn't sold that he would excel in the NFL. For one, Payton has a formula weighted on negative plays in college that informs his evaluations, and Williams's number was higher than Bo Nix and Jayden Daniels. He said that he was, quote, worried a little about his processing speed. Payton sees, quote, too many easy completions left on the field, open receivers that Williams fails to spot quickly. But his primary concerns, Wickersham writes, are with Williams are existential. Sean Payton wondered how Williams will deal with failure at the NFL level.
And there is some failure that's built into Ben Johnson coming in, and Ben Johnson basically saying that last year's experience for Caleb meant bleep. It didn't mean anything. And now you do have some of this failure taking place in practice. And some of it is by design that is taking place. Our defense is going to speed you up.
Yeah.
We're doing that on purpose to see how you handle it. We are throwing a lot of stuff at you. And it's the question that we were asking at the beginning of the show. When does the failure part of it, when should it be a concerning thing? Like, if we acknowledge that failure is the part of learning under Ben Johnson.
Yeah, and that failure's good. Mistakes in practice are good.
If we acknowledge that.
Sure.
And then you still see some of the same mistakes happening.
All of camp is a given to me. If it looks bad all of camp, I still can't freak out. You know, I mean, these are the questions. I mean, some people will, and a lot of people will, and there are people ready with their knives out. That's not what this conversation is, and it's important. Like, people are, I don't think that's, I know that's not where you're coming from and where we're talking about it from. It's going to be a while into the season before I will be willingly throwing a gauntlet down and saying, well, there it is.
I don't even think that during the season I'm going to have an opinion on where Caleb is at. And I'm definitely, like, the first 8 weeks to me.
Man.
I know that everyone else will be upset if things don't go well. I'm kind of expecting this thing to not be quite right until November. Now, if it is, great. Like, that would be great if the Bears are interesting and really good and Caleb's good in the first first 2 months of the season. But I'm kind of expecting the clunkiness to continue in and see how he develops with it.
But it is, there are a lot of people who will be using him as an opinionist football, like, oh, see, I told you. And that's not the business that we're going to be in.
And I don't like it. I feel like people are down on him for reasons that are not even football stuff. And I don't like that. And I hope he succeeds. I truly do.
But there are also reasons to worry about him from a football perspective. And that's why we end up talking about it.
That's the delicate balance. Agreed. Of trying to figure out, like, when is it okay to talk about this stuff versus when it's not. We'll ask James Palmer some of these questions. He's going to join us to talk Bears and NFL next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.